It's time to take a journey, to find your courage, break through your limits, and master your destiny. It's time for Ken D. Foster's Voices of Courage. Ken brings you some of the most courageous people on the planet that will inspire greatness within you and change your life for the better. It's time to see the unseeable, know the unknowable, and do the impossible. It's time for Voices of Courage. And here's your host, Ken D. Foster.
Well, hello, everybody. This is Ken D. Foster. Listen, people-pleasing is usually driven by good intentions, but it can lead you to feeling overwhelmed or neglecting your own needs because you're so busy trying to help everyone else. That's a quote from my guest that's going to be here in our second segment. His name is Dr. Bradley Nelson. He's the author of The Emotional Code. And listen, I'm here to really help you to take your life to a whole new level. Listen, if this is the first time you listen to us, be ready to see the unseeable, know the unknowable, and do the impossible. So what drives people pleasing? In other words, why are so many of you doing it? You know, I want to explore this topic today. We're going to take a deep dive into that. And also, we're going to talk about how to let go of some of your emotional baggage so that you will have more success and more joy and more happiness in your life. So let me go back to that question. Think about this. What's stressing you out right now? What's kind of pissing you off? What's taking away your energy? Have you given that any thought? You know, most of the time when I ask somebody that, they always tell me, it's their spouse, their business partner, it's the environment, it's the business they're in. But very few people say it's about me. Is something inside of me that needs to switch, change, develop, grow so that I can let go of these buttons that I'm wearing that just says, you know, as soon as somebody says, hey, you're not enough, boom, push that button and bam, something comes out. Or somebody tells you what to do and you're a person that's a driver and you don't want anybody telling you what to do, boom, now you're emotionally upset. Why is that? Well, a lot of that has to do, of course, with our programming, how we were raised as children, the trauma dramas and everything we've gone through. But a lot of it has to do, in my book, is that you've forgotten who you really are. You've forgotten the power that lies within your own spirit, your own heart. You've forgotten what that power can do for you. And so how do we tap back into that power? Well, the first thing we have to do, of course, is we got to get to a place of calmness, to a place of peace, to let go of the stressors. And one of the ways that I help you do that is I do have a book out there called Release, Renew, Evolve. And you can get that on my website at kendfoster.com. And it's a book that helps you to start to inventory some of these emotional traumas, the hurts, the harms, the fears, the pains, the worries, the concerns, so that you can start to acknowledge them. You know, you can't change anything unless you acknowledge it, right? We all know that. So if you start to acknowledge it, though, you can start to really change up those things that are stopping you continually from having more joy and more success in your life. Why do I say emotions stop us? Well, I say it because think about the last time you got upset. How productive were you? You know, normally when we're in a place of fight or flight, in a fear-based thinking, because a lot of emotions do come from our fears, all of a sudden your brain is shutting down. You're not thinking correctly. Your chest might get tight. Your fingers might start to close up as you get angry or upset. That's not a way to make good choices, right? In fact, all I know is that anybody that's come to me over the last 24 years that were in a desperate situation, they were making desperate decisions, and their businesses and their lives were suffering as a result of that. So how do we change that up? Well, I think a lot of this has to do with self-care. We have to really start to think about what it is that we want to do in our own lives. How do we want our life to be? And when we take full responsibility for everything that's showing up, including the stressors, including the things that we don't like, and of course, all the good things, we take full responsibility for it. That's really the first step. The second step is to make an intention to start to clear out some of this emotional baggage. Now, my guest that's going to be on the show here in just a moment, he's an expert at helping you clear that baggage out. So we're going to take a deep dive in that today. But I want to say this. I think you need to start with the intention of extreme self-care. How does that start? Well, for me, it starts in the morning. It starts in the morning when I open my eyes and I go into a place of gratitude like I did today. It starts with putting nurturing food in my body and taking care of myself. It starts with, you know, not having a cluttered environment. If your environment's all cluttered, you may want to look at that and go, you know, my environment's a lot of times stronger than your willpower. So if you come into an environment that's cluttered, you may not feel productive. Or if you come into an environment that has a lot of food in it that you know is probably not the healthiest for you, probably going to eat it anyway. So maybe you got to clean up the environment. And the other part, I believe, and this is what I've been doing for decades, is I believe we all have to have a meditation practice of some kind. We need to be able to go within ourselves and contemplate and ponder and go into higher states of consciousness to really get the answers that that lie there for us. So if you've got a problem right now, if you're in a place where you're stressed out, you're in a place where things aren't necessarily working the way that you want them to work, or maybe that's you're the opposite of that. Things are going pretty darn good now, but you know, you know that there's probably something coming down the road. Either way, it really doesn't matter. If you were to develop this thing we call intuition, which has come as a direct result out of meditation, if you were to be able to develop that intuition and hear that small voice, then I'm wondering, and by the way, intuition is about 100% accurate in everything we do. I always say it's about 98% because, I don't know, there's acts of God and things that happen that maybe the intuition isn't going to tune into. But let's say it's 98% accurate. Can you imagine living your life from 98% of the choices you make are accurate? I think that's pretty cool. And I have to tell you, every single idea, thought for new books, for solving problems, for whether they be in my relationship with my wife or my children or my business partners, all of it comes through meditation. So the reason I'm telling you is I have a resource for you on my website also. If you go to kendfoster.com/resources, there is a scientific meditation brochure that you'll have. It's an information that gives you some information from MIT and Harvard and Stanford on the results of meditation on the mind. It also gives you some specific techniques on how to go deep in meditation. And also there's three teachers up there. I don't get anything for recommending them. I put them up there for you in case you're a person that wants to take a little deeper dive within your own soul. All right, so what did we cover? We covered self-care, taking full responsibility, maybe being a little more selfish with your time for yourself, environment, you know, you got to create the right environments. And we also talked about releasing and first of all, acknowledging those harms, fears, concerns, worries that you already have so you can bring them up to make a conscious choice to let them go. All of that's for you today on this show. Now, we're going to take a little deeper dive. And I want to at least introduce my first guest and my only guest today. And his name is Dr. Bradley Nelson. Let me ask you this. Have you ever thought about how much your emotions are influencing not only what I talked about, but your health in general? Well, my guest today, Dr. Bradley Nelson, is the author of the best-selling book, The Emotion Code, on how to identify and release trapped emotions that block us from wellness. A new edition of the Emotional Code is now available, and it's actually sitting right here in my office. So if you're on the video watching me, I just put the book up here, The Emotion Code. And this book is all about really helping you to become greater, to let your brilliance shine forth. Dr. Bradley Nelson, welcome.
Thank you.
Good to have you.
It's great to be here.
It's really good to have you. You know, I love this book, by the way. I really love what you've done with it. And I was browsing through some of it and some of the principles maybe we can get to today on some of the how to really release some of the emotions and how to actually measure through muscle testing what's going on in the body. I really like that. But before we get to all that, let me just ask you a quick question. How'd you get involved in this, in the emotional part of the world to help people really release those emotions?
Well, you know, it's a really interesting thing. My journey has been a very interesting journey from day one. It really started when I was 7 years old. I was miraculously healed. I was really sick with the measles. My father prayed for me. And as he was praying, I had this immediate healing that happened. And when... you know, to go from being really sick one moment to being totally well in the next instant is so bizarre and so impossible and so unforgettable that I remember every moment of that. And that taught me that there's a higher power that we can draw upon. And so I had some other experiences over the years. When I got into practice, I actually started asking for help. It was just a momentary pause with each person that I worked with. Before I'd go to work on them, I would just take a moment and ask for help from that higher power. And there were times, this didn't happen very often, but there were times when the information that I needed would just flood into me like an avalanche of data from up above, from somewhere else. So I learned some really amazing things during those years. One of the things that I learned that led to the writing of the emotion code was that no matter how old or young my patients were, no matter what they were suffering from, whether it was physical or mental or emotional, they all had something in common. What they all had in common was something that I came to call emotional baggage. And, you know, we often use that phrase emotional baggage, especially when we're talking about other people, right, Ken? Like
that. Yeah, we do. Hey, listen, you know what? I got to take a quick break. We'll be right back and we'll take a deep dive into emotional baggage. Hold on. We'll be right back.
We'll be back with more Voices of Courage with Ken D. Foster. Learn more about Ken, how to be a guest on the show, and sponsorship opportunities by visiting voicesofcourage.us.
Are you feeling stuck or in a holding pattern with your business or life, and you're not doing the things you want or love? Then at some point, you're going to be faced with a decision. You'll either choose to keep living in your comfort zone and risk a life of mediocrity, or increase your courage, step into your power, and forge into the unknown, where everything new becomes possible. If you're truly ready to live masterfully, then you need Ken D. Foster's newest book, The Courage to Change Everything, Strategies and Wisdom to Transform Your Life One Day at a Time. This powerful but simple guide provides you with 365 days of life-transforming wisdom, profound questions, and action steps that will increase your strength and open the doors to success. Stop wondering why your business or life isn't working. The answers are available now. Imagine if you had more courage or another chance to start following your dreams. To pick up your copy of The Courage to Change Everything, visit thecouragetochangeeverything.com. That's thecouragetochangeeverything.com.
Hi, Ken D. Foster here. Are you tired of making poor choices in business and life that lead to chaos and problems? I'd like to tell you about a new book I wrote. It's called The Courage to Change Everything. It's daily strategies and essential wisdom to awaken your inner genius. You can check it out at couragetochange.us. That's couragetochange.us. And awaken your inner genius to find the courage to transform your life. Hey, this is Ken again, and I want to tell you this. I have a friend. His name is Peter Montoya. Peter has a leadership experience podcast, and he's looking for business owners and employees to come on the show. If you're a business owner or manager who deals with employees who have an attitude of not my problem, or people who don't do what they say they're going to do, or maybe you're dealing with too much office drama, if this is you, Peter would like to talk to you. He'd like you to come on the show, and he'll help you through these challenges. If you'd like to do this, check out Peter at PeterMontoyaLeadershipExperience.com, PeterMontoyaLeadershipExperience.com.
There comes a time when you know you need to restart and regain control of your life. A time to seek freedom from the anxiety, addiction, and other issues that may be bringing you down. A time to heal and reemerge as the real you. Villa Kalima is a holistic residential recovery program exclusively for women for individualized treatment. Villa Kalima offers proven clinical and holistic therapies for the mind, body, and spirit to assure sustainable recovery. Villa Kalima focuses on healing the cause, not temporarily masking symptoms. It's the only way to truly recover and find yourself again. Villa Kalima is located in a beautiful, peaceful, resort-like setting and is a licensed and accredited residential treatment center accepting a variety of health insurances. Start your healing and renewal today by calling Villa Kalima in La Costa, California at 760-814-8214. 760-814-8214. Villa Kalima, a place for transformation.
We're back with Voices of Courage. And now your host, Ken D. Foster.
All righty, listen, we're back with my guest, Dr. Bradley Nelson. He's one of the foremost experts on natural methods of achieving wellness. We were just talking about emotional baggage. Let's go.
Okay. Well, it's important to understand what emotional baggage really is. You know, we use that phrase, and we've been using that phrase forever, but what we haven't realized is that there is tremendous truth in that phrase, that we all do actually have emotional baggage. But what is emotional baggage? What does it really consist of? To understand that, you have to understand that the body itself is an energy field. These bodies of ours are really just energy. If you think about your hand, for example, you look at your hand looks familiar and it feels pretty solid. You know, if you slap it down on a table, it makes a nice thunk sound. But the reality of it is that hand and your body is almost entirely empty space. In fact, our bodies are energy to the point that about 99.999999999% of our bodies are actually empty space. Some quantum physicists recently calculated that if you took all the empty space out of everyone's bodies, you could fit all 7 billion of us into a space, into a little box about the size of a sugar cube. Mm. And so our bodies really truly are empty space. They're energies. So when you're feeling an emotion that's powerful, what's happening really on an energetic level, on a quantum level, is that you're feeling or experiencing a certain vibration, a certain frequency. You see, every emotion has a certain frequency. So anger is a different vibrational frequency than sadness, and that's different from shame. They're all different. But when you're feeling an emotional frequency, an emotion that's powerful enough, sometimes that emotion is too powerful. It's overwhelming for the body. So some of that energy will remain behind in the form of what we call a trapped emotion, which is a ball of emotional energy. And these typically run from about the size of a baseball to about the size of a softball or a small melon. These can lodge anywhere in the body, and they have two effects on us. They affect us physically because a trapped emotion is a distorting influence. And a trapped emotion will distort the normal energy field of your body on a continual basis. And so when you distort that energy field of the body, because that's all your body is an energy field, you're interfering with the chemical reactions, blood flow, lymph flow, the flow of energy in the meridian system through those areas. And so that's why trapped emotions are a huge underlying cause of physical discomfort. So for example, 90% of all the physical discomfort that people have is actually due to their emotional baggage, in whole or in part. So in other words, think about this. If you're sitting there right now and your back is hurting, or your knee is hurting, or your neck's hurting, or you've got a headache, whatever it is, there's a 9 out of 10 possibility that that discomfort you're feeling is from some emotional baggage that it might go back to your divorce or when you were abused as a child. I mean, that's how our bodies talk to us and tell us that we have emotional baggage. The number one way that the body speaks to us is through this physical discomfort, but emotional baggage causes other things too. Every disease process we've seen in 30 years now has had emotional baggage as a big underlying component. So there's the physical side, but these also affect us mentally and emotionally because they cause us to feel that emotion that is trapped in the body more easily and more readily. So these trapped emotions, this emotional baggage, which we all have, is really interfering with our lives and really interfering with our ability to really manifest what we're capable of manifesting in the world.
So when we're talking about energy and height and frequency and vibration, I guess what we're talking about is these emotional baggage or traumas or whatever we're going to call them here. They also affect us, let's say, financially. They can affect us maybe, and of course, in relationship, if we got, like I was talking earlier, if you got certain buttons that you're, you know, your people are pushing, right? Let's talk about energy healing and how do we heal these things? How does that work?
Okay. Well, first you have to find these, and how you find these, the easiest way to find these is by using the emotion code, which is just a simple process of tapping into the subconscious mind. And that might sound woo-woo or weird, but the reality of it is we have our conscious mind, which is where we spend all of our waking hours. And when we go to sleep, our conscious mind shuts off and all that's left is our subconscious mind. Now, the subconscious mind is vastly more intelligent and vastly more powerful than our conscious mind. And so what we have to do is we have to tap into that knowledge. The subconscious mind is essentially an internal computer. We believe it's the most powerful computer in the known universe. And it remembers everything you've ever done, every face you've ever seen in a crowd, everything you've ever eaten or tasted or touched or smelled. It's all in there. And your subconscious mind knows what emotional baggage you actually have. So to tap into that, we use various different methods of muscle testing, which is just a simple form of biofeedback. In the emotion code, we teach you how to, for example, get yes or no answers on yourself through different methods of testing on your own body. We also teach you how to test other people, mainly by pressing down on their outstretched arm. So for example, Ken, if I were there with you, if you were to hold your arm straight out parallel to the floor and try to resist my downward pressure on your arm, if you were to say, for example, my name is Ken, that would be a true statement. Your name is Ken. If I were to press down on your arm and if you were to try to resist me, you'd be able to resist me because that's a true statement. If you were to say, on the other hand, my name is Bob, that's not true. And so if I were to press down on your arm would weaken involuntarily because your subconscious mind would be responding to what you just said, which is
not. Yeah, it's interesting. I've had a lot of people over the years use that method. And I happen to just turn to the page in your book that says, you know, sometimes that method doesn't work because there's two primary ways that it doesn't work. Number one is somebody's dehydrated. Number two, that they have a little piece in the back of their neck's out of alignment. And so they can't tune into the frequency. So how do we know whether we're out of, you know, we can use that to test or not?
Well, when you're testing another person, that does come into play. About 1 out of 10 people will not be testable at any given time because they've, like you say, they're either dehydrated or they've got some kind of misalignment going on in their neck. But that's why we teach people how to test themselves, because you're pretty much always testable if you're using your own body. And so you can tap in, you can ask questions about your own body, but you can also test other people using your own body. If you're within about 6 feet of someone, you're in their energy field. And if you're asking questions of them, the answers coming from their subconscious mind will manifest on your body as well. And that's how we can test children, for example, babies, animals. The emotion code works actually really, really well with animals.
That's great. Well, listen, I have to take a break. When we come back, I'd like to take a little deeper dive into what illnesses are most likely to be caused or exacerbated by trapped emotions. So we'll be right back.
We'll be back with more Voices of Courage with Ken D. Foster. Learn more about Ken, how to be a guest on the show, and sponsorship opportunities by visiting voicesofcourage.us.
Hi, Ken D. Foster here. Are you an author or would-be author? If so, a few of my New York Times best-selling author friends, book marketing strategist, and myself are going to be teaching you how to write, market, and launch your book to best-selling status. Here's the kicker. No cost to you. Again, no cost to you. You're going to learn from the experts that I use, their formulas, and simple steps to make your book a bestseller. To find out more, log on to courage2change.us/invite. Again, courage2change.us/invite. Also, if you're a woman entrepreneur in the San Diego area, pay close attention. There's an organization called Women's Wisdom, which has been assisting women business owners to not only grow their businesses, but also to grow their lives since 1991. Women's Wisdom is San Diego's premier networking group for purpose-driven entrepreneurs. You can find them on the web at womenswisdom.net. Again, womenswisdom.net.
If you're an author, speaker, or organization committed to changing the world, and you need a partner to support you with PR, your website, or social media, Wasabi Publicity is the perfect fit. Wasabi Publicity works with companies and individuals committed to doing good in the world. Everything they do is instilled with passion, impact, and brilliance. Go to wasabipublicity.com. That's wasabipublicity.com. To schedule a call with Wasabi CEO, Drew Gerber.
The most talented athletes in the world rely on a coach to get better. And the most successful business people do the same.
I have found working with Ken D. Foster to be an extraordinary experience. He helped me to expand my vision, increase profits, and showed me the way to have more fulfillment and success in my life.
Ken D. Foster is the coach's coach for business and life. He has been nicknamed the coach of the successful and wealthy.
Ken is an instrumental part of my team and the success I have generated over the past 12 months. Ken gave me the strategies to increase productivity, reduce turnover, and take my business to the next level.
So what's holding you back? Ken D. Foster is a master business coach with proven strategies to dramatically increase efficiency and productivity while maximizing individual development and fulfillment. Explore your possibilities. For a free consultation, log on to kendfoster.com. That's kendfoster.com. kendfoster.com.
We're back with Voices of Courage. And now your host, Ken D. Foster.
All righty, back to my amazing guest, Dr. Bradley Nelson. And over the decades of work as a holistic chiropractor, physician, and his studies of ancient medical practice and modern quantum physics, Dr. Brad has developed the emotional code. That's what we're talking about today. And we were going to take a little deeper dive into what illnesses might be happening because of trapped emotions.
Well, you know, the fascinating thing about that question is that I practiced, it's been it's been about 30 years now that I started practice, and 30 years ago, actually, I think 32 years ago this year. And what I saw during all, there's my Siri. What I noticed during all of those years of practice, 17 years in a brick and mortar practice, about 2.5 years in a distance practice, was that all of the disease processes that my patients were suffering from had an emotional component.
All the diseases.
Every disease process has an emotional component, in my experience. Now, we have almost 6,000 certified practitioners in about 80 countries around the world, and they're all finding the same thing, that no matter what the disease process is, no matter what disease maybe you've been diagnosed with, no matter what symptoms you're having, there is always an emotional component. Now, sometimes the emotional component is the only cause of the illness. To give you an example, there was a woman that came in to see me once. She was about 72 years old. And right away, the first thing that showed up with her was that she had a trapped emotion. The trapped emotion was sadness. And so asking these questions and getting answers from her subconscious mind, we found that this had occurred. This emotion became trapped in her body. This sadness was overwhelming to her in 1963. So I thought, 1963, maybe this was about JFK's assassination. I'd seen that before. And sure enough, that's what it was. And at that moment, when we discovered that that was what this was from, she burst into tears and she cried and said, yes, that affected me so deeply when that happened. And then when his son, JFK Jr., died in the plane crash, it was like it all came back all over again. Wow. She said there were days there where she couldn't even work because she was just crying all day long, like an immediate family member.
What were the physical symptoms in her body as a result of holding on to that emotion?
Well, check this out. This is the interesting part. A trapped emotion, again, is a ball of energy. And these will reside, they'll lodge somewhere in the body, and then they'll tend to stay put. And so I thought to myself, gee, I wonder where this energy, this distorting sadness, this ball of emotional sadness, where has this been for all these years? And so you can ask that. And so I asked and muscle tested her, getting answers from her subconscious mind. Then I asked, well, is this on the right side of your body? No. Left side of the body? Yes. In the abdomen or below that? No. Left side, it was in the area of the left breast. Now, when I arrived at that, she and I just stared at each other like a couple of owls, because 4 years before, she had told me that she had had that breast removed, you see. And so this is the kind of thing that we see. That.
And had she done that emotional work, there's a possibility, probably a very good chance, that that breast might not have been removed.
Well, that's our premise, and that is what we think. And so, yes, every disease process has an emotional component. Now, Western medicine is pretty much missing this, but if you've been diagnosed with some kind of a disease or you know somebody that has, I can pretty much guarantee you that there is an emotional piece of that puzzle, and you can be doing everything else right. You can be taking all the right nutrition, and you can be doing all the positive things and meditation and so on and doing everything else. But if you miss the emotional component of it, it may not be enough.
So let me ask you something that's you talk about. You talk about the heart wall. And, you know, the heart, I know, happens to be more than just a pumping machine for blood. You know, heart math has shown us over the years a lot of research around what the heart actually does. What is the heart wall, and what specific conditions might show up around this piece right here?
Well, the heart wall is the most important part of the emotion code. Back when scientists started doing heart transplants in the 60s, it didn't take long before people would start to come back to them and relate strange things. Their handwriting had changed, or their taste in music or food or sports had changed, or that they had memories of being in places that they never in their lives had visited. And in every case, there was a connection with the donor. It was the donor's love of baseball. It was the donor's handwriting. It was the donor's memories of being places that they'd never been. And so we call this cellular memory. And it's not understood really at all in Western medicine. But what we have found is that what the ancient peoples believed about the heart, that the heart was the seat of the soul, the source of love and creativity and romance and the core of our being, those beliefs that they had anciently are actually true. And so here's what happens. When you feel like your heart is going to break, you're deeply grieved, or maybe you're really being hurt, it's a physical sensation that almost all of us have felt at one point or another. Now, when that's going on, your heart, that core of your being, the seat of the subconscious, is under assault. And so the subconscious mind, the heart, will put up a wall around itself to protect itself from being broken. And that wall is made from the energy of your emotional baggage. And so there will be layers of trapped emotions that will form this heart wall, we call it, and 93% or more of people have this phenomenon, this heart wall phenomenon. And so what it does is it isolates us more than we should be isolated from other people. It makes it harder for us to fall in love, harder to stay in love, harder to manifest that perfect blueprint that is in there for your life, you see. And the best creative ideas, for example, that you will ever have will not come from this brain. They'll come from this brain, you see. So getting rid of that heart wall is something that results in people falling in love many times who never ever thought they would, even at advanced ages. It results in creative ideas that start to flow suddenly.
That's amazing. And when you say this brain and that brain, you're talking about the head and the heart. So if I remember correctly, they found, brain cells in the heart. Is that what you're referring
right.
to?
Yeah. Yep. The heart is full of gray matter and white matter. And that wasn't really even discovered until the 1970s. And that led to a whole new science called neurocardiology. But yes, heart math has done amazing research. When you're feeling love or affection for another person, your heartbeat becomes measurable in their brain waves and so on. And we're living in the age of the heart. And I think that as this world transforms, the heart is the key to it. And getting rid of the heart wall, I believe, is the most important thing you can do for yourself, not only for your health, but also for your love life and also for your wealth and abundance.
You know what I love about this is that, you know, when somebody says I'm listening to my heart, you know, another word for that is I'm listening to my gut or I'm listening to my intuition. And I would probably disagree with you. We're coming into the age of the heart. I think we are letting go of the age of the ego and the age of the head and that. So I would just say that. But let me ask you this. What are some of the signs a person may have a heart wall up?
Well,
lack of creativity might be one of them.
Yeah. Having difficulty creating the life that you want, having difficulty with relationships, being alone, having a hard time really feeling connected to the higher power, whatever you believe the higher power to be, dealing with symptoms like depression. Every serious case of depression that we have seen has had a heart wall that's been part of that. And oftentimes taking down that heart wall, we've seen depression just vanish.
Wow.
And that's my own personal experience. So things like anxiety, phobias, dealing with panic attacks, things like that, those are all signs. And just having a hard time creating, I think, the life that you want, and having a hard time being in the flow, and just struggling to make your life work, heart wall.
That's really good. Well, listen, I got to take a quick break. When we come back, I'd like to explore some of the science that's going on right now, some of the most compelling findings that science is finding around the heart and the emotions and the health. Really into health. Let's go deep dive in health when we get back. We will be right back.
We'll be back with more Voices of Courage with Ken D. Foster. Learn more about Ken, how to be a guest on the show, and sponsorship opportunities by visiting voicesofcourage.us.
There comes a time when you know you need to restart and regain control of your life. A time to seek freedom from the anxiety, addiction, and other issues that may be bringing you down. A time to heal and reemerge as the real you. Villa Kalima is a holistic residential recovery program exclusively for women for individualized treatment. Villa Kalima offers proven clinical and holistic therapies for the mind, body, and spirit to assure sustainable recovery. Villa Kalima focuses on healing the cause, not temporarily masking symptoms. It's the only way to truly recover and find yourself again. Villa Kalima is located in a beautiful, peaceful, resort-like setting and is a licensed and accredited residential treatment center accepting a variety of health insurances. Start your healing and renewal today by calling Villa Kalima in La Costa, California at 760-814-8214. 760-814-8214. Villa Kalima, a place for transformation.
Hi, this is Ken D. Foster. Are you an author or would-be author? If so, a few of my New York Times best-selling author friends, some of my book marketing strategist friends, and I are going to be teaching you how to write, market, and launch your book to bestseller status. And get this, no cost to you. You're going to learn from the experts that I use, their formulas, and their simple steps to make your book a bestseller. So find out how to do this at CourageToChange.us/invite, CourageToChange.us/invite. There are, I think we have 12 master teachers in the class right now. You're going to learn things you never knew about book marketing. I can tell you that because I've been marketing books for the last 15 years, and I've learned a whole bunch from the experts that I brought on. Hope you'll join us at CourageToChange.us.
We're back with Voices of Courage, and now your host, Ken D. Foster.
Well, I want to truly thank you for tuning in, and I appreciate you letting your friends and family and associates know about this show. All the replays are available at voicesofcourage.us. That's voicesofcourage.us. And you can just tell Siri, Cortana, or Alexa, play Voices of Courage podcast, and it will come right up for you. So again, I hope you'll let all of your friends and family know about Voices of Courage. Today, my guest is Dr. Bradley Nelson. He is one of the world's foremost experts on natural methods of achieving wellness. We're going to take a little deep dive right now in this segment into health, into wellness, and how we achieve that by using the emotional code. Okay, what you say, Dr. Bradley?
Well, you know, I think that finding out if you have a heart wall is really critically important for you, for your life, for the development of your life. And, you know, we all have one shot here, and we want to make the most of our life that we possibly can. And your emotional baggage that you are dragging behind you, that heart wall that you have that was put up as a sensible thing to protect your heart from being broken at some point in your life, that's disabling you and isolating you from the kind of life that you could be living. So it's really important to get rid of that wall and find out if you've got one. And it's all explained in the emotion code, actually.
That's really good. Well, listen, okay, so stress has been explained. It's probably the modern day epidemic in this world. I rarely come across people that are even-minded, that are calm no matter what's happening, whatever storm is happening. How can the emotional code help people with stress?
Well, the emotion code, you see, what it does is when you start working with your body, when you start working and you start removing the emotional baggage that you have, what happens is it makes it easier for you to live on a higher level. You see, the problem is you can think of everybody that you know as having these ropes that they're dragging around, and attached to these ropes are these suitcases or weights that or rocks that represent the emotional baggage that they have. Now, we all want to ascend. We all want to move to higher levels of consciousness and higher levels of functionality and higher levels of being. But the problem is our baggage, our emotional baggage, literally that negative emotional junk that we drag around, it's keeping us tied to the ground. And so the more of that emotional baggage we remove and release, the lighter we become, and the easier it is for us to be able to live on higher levels. One of my favorite stories about this that's kind of whimsical was a practitioner of ours who went to work with a woman at her home, and she ended up working on this woman's son, who was 10 years old. And she cleared some trapped emotions from this boy. And as soon as she was done, he got up and just bolted out of the room. And a couple of minutes later, he came back with this puzzled look on his face. And his mother said, "Are you okay? What's going on?" And he said, "Well," he said, "I weighed myself this morning, and I know exactly how much I weighed then. And I got up and I left and went into the bathroom to weigh myself, but I weigh the same." And he said, "I can't understand it because I feel like I'm at least 10 pounds lighter, but I weigh the same." And so he was puzzled because of that. Feeling lighter when you release emotional baggage is a very common side effect. But
that's interesting because I think a lot of people, they have things that are feeling, they feel like they're weighing them down. And maybe this is you, my audience right now. If you got something that's weighing you down, it feels heavy on your heart, or here it feels heavy on your, maybe on your shoulders or in your being. What we're talking about is how you can release that and all of a sudden feel a whole bunch lighter. In the emotional code, what specifically do they need to know to be able to let go of some of that heaviness?
Well, you know, the easiest thing to do is to just get yourself a copy of the book. It's available on Amazon or in bookstores. It's all it's available on audible.com as well. There are videos you can watch. You can go to YouTube, look up the emotion code. There are videos of me talking about it, explaining it, and so on. It's a very, very simple process. Most people, once they learn it, can find and remove a trapped emotion within about 60 seconds or so. So it's fast, but yet it can be incredibly powerful. In fact, if we have time, I'll share a story about this.
Yeah, we've got some time. Go ahead. Okay.
Well, there was a woman that I met at one of our events who told me this story. She said that she bought the Emotion Code book and the book on audio and started reading it and listening to it. And her son started reading it and listening to it. And he started practicing with his friends. And she didn't pay too much attention, but a couple of weeks went by. And then one day the phone rings and she answers the phone. And the woman on the other end of the phone line identifies herself as the mother of one of this woman's son's friends. And she says, listen, your son has been doing this emotional thing with the other boys. And she said, I haven't really understood, but she said, I have to tell you something. She said, my son has had a severe phobia of water all of his life. And she said, it's been very disruptive to his life and to our life as a family, but we've taken him to everybody. Nobody's been able to fix this. And so we've given up some time ago thinking that this was going to be his life. He was going to have this forever. She said, right now, I'm at the community pool. She said, my son is out playing in the water with the other boys for the very first time in his life. And she said, your son did this. She said, how is this even possible? Your son did this. Your son fixed my son's phobia. How is this even possible? What in the world is he doing? Well, those two boys are only 11 years old. That's how easy it can be to remove emotional baggage. If you're 11, you're old enough, you can do it. And we have kids doing it that are even younger. So no excuse really to not learn the process. Now, if you'd rather have someone else work on you, that's totally fine. We've got 6,000 or so practitioners in 80 countries. And by the way, this work works just as well at a distance as it does live and in person. So you can go to our site at discoverhealing.com. You can find a practitioner, and the best person for you might be in Singapore or maybe in London or something, because it's done at a distance as well as in person. So you can find someone that can work with you, get rid of your heart wall, start releasing your emotional baggage, and start.
I would suggest that if somebody wants to do the work, it does take some courage to do the work a little bit. In other words, you have to be a little vulnerable, and you have to be, you know, feeling have a sense of trust with the practitioner that you're working with, so that you can be vulnerable. You can just, you know. So I take it that practitioners, when they do this, it's in confidence, they're confidential, they're not recording anything or putting it out on the internet. It can be total safety and trust with that practitioner. Is that accurate?
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And I'm hoping, do you have a couple more minutes? I'd like to just ask you some deeper dives about some of the people this doesn't work for. Let's talk about that. Or some of the people that blocked and this just the process seems not to work for. Maybe there's nobody, but I'd like to find out about that. I need to take a quick break. And when we come back, we'll take a deep dive into that.
Okay.
We'll be right back.
We'll be back with more Voices of Courage with Ken D. Foster. Learn more about Ken, how to be a guest on the show, and sponsorship opportunities by visiting voicesofcourage.us.
Are you feeling stuck or in a holding pattern with your business or life, and you're not doing the things you want or love? Then at some point, you're going to be faced with a decision. You'll either choose to keep living in your comfort zone and risk a life of mediocrity, or increase your courage, step into your power, and forge into the unknown, where everything new becomes possible. If you're truly ready to live masterfully, then you need Ken D. Foster's newest book, The Courage to Change Everything, Strategies and Wisdom to Transform Your Life One Day at a Time. This powerful but simple guide provides you with 365 days of life-transforming wisdom, profound questions, and action steps that will increase your strength and open the doors to success. Stop wondering why your business or life isn't working. The answers are available now. Imagine if you had more courage or another chance to start following your dreams. To pick up your copy of The Courage to Change Everything, visit thecouragetochangeeverything.com. That's thecouragetochangeeverything.com.
If you, your company, or organization is out to change the world, and you need a team that produces results to take your message to the next level, Sabi Publicity is the perfect fit. Recognized by PR Week and Good Morning America for its innovative business practices, Sabi Publicity works with companies and individuals committed to doing good in the world. Whether it's creating an engaging website, building a passionate social media tribe, or connecting their clients with top media influencers like Good Morning America, The New York Times, and Oprah, everything they do is instilled with passion, impact, and brilliance. If you're an author, speaker, or organization committed to changing the world, and you need a partner to support you with PR, your website, or social media, go to wasabipublicity.com. That's wasabipublicity.com to schedule a call with Wasabi CEO, Drew Gerber.
We're back with Voices of Courage. And now your host, Ken D. Foster.
Hi, this is Ken D. Foster. Welcome back. to the show. We're talking about the emotional code to courageous actions. And my guest today is Dr. Bradley Nelson. Before I get back to Dr. Brad, I'd like to mention to everybody one more time that Peter Montoya's Leadership Experience podcast is looking for business owners and employees to come on to his show. If you're a business owner or manager who deals with employees who have an attitude of not my problem, or people who don't do what they say they're going to do, or maybe you're dealing with just too much office drama, if this is you, Peter would like to talk to you. Also, if you're an employee with a bad boss, you too can schedule an interview with Peter at PeterMontoyaLeadershipExperience.com, PeterMontoyaLeadershipExperience.com. All righty. So my guest, Dr. Bradley Nelson, is one of the world's foremost experts on natural methods of achieving wellness. And all right, so let me ask you, Brad, who does this not work for? All right, who are there people that, you know, that have been come in to you or work with you and it just does not work? Does that happen for people?
Well,
By the way, for those of you just tuned in, we're talking about the emotional code, the future of medicine now, the book, and Dr. Brad's experience over many years working with individuals. So that's why I asked him about this question.
Well, to answer your question, it's quite rare to find someone that the emotion code doesn't work for. The thing about it is sometimes we have so much emotional baggage that's been built up that it can take time to remove enough of that baggage that it can start making a significant difference in the life of that person, a difference that's noticeable. There are times when people get immediate results, immediate responses. That's wonderful. Most of the time, for example, in my own practice, we saw people had improved by about 70% within about 7 weeks. We did a study just recently, found that within about 3 weeks of having the heart wall removed, that people had an improvement in their PTSD symptoms of about 36%, 37% in depression. So that's a study that we're going to be publishing really soon. So it just depends on how much baggage a person has, I would say, and how much trauma a person has been through.
But what do you think the biggest mistakes people make when they come into working with one of the practitioners?
Well, I think that sometimes people have an expectation that it's going to be a one-time thing and all their problems are going to disappear. And, you know, that's not the case. It's a process. Removing emotional baggage is a process that is something that goes on and that you'll be doing for a number of years, most likely. We're living our lives. We're experiencing emotions all the time. The more emotional baggage you have, the more emotional baggage you'll tend to develop. As you get rid of that emotional baggage, as you clear those trapped emotions, you become more emotionally intelligent. And you will find that you'll end up trapping a lot less negative emotions. We teach people how to deal with, this is the last chapter in the book, chapter 11. We teach you how to prevent or how to become less likely to accumulate more trapped emotions in the future. But
so this is a journey. I like this. Yeah, it's a journey. It's a journey of personal development, of growth, of evolution of the individual. And, you know, through that journey, I'm sure, you know, there's times when it's, you know, you're letting it go quickly, but there's also times when it seems like nothing's happening, but you need to stay the course. That's what I'm hearing.
So that that's exactly right. Growing. Mm-hmm. Yeah, sometimes it's kind of like archaeology. So in other words, let's say that you're an archaeologist and you're digging in the dirt. Well, maybe there's a fantastic vase from the 4th century BC, but it might be 10 feet down. And so it may take a while of clearing off some of those intervening layers of dirt or emotional baggage before you get to something that's a really significant, powerful.
You know, one thing I forgot to ask in our other segments, which I'm sorry, we'll have to put it on the website. How do people get a hold of the practitioners or get a hold of you? I think we need to know that.
Well, the easiest way to get a hold of our practitioners and find a practitioner for you, we have a Google map that's on discoverhealing.com. discoverhealing.com. Discoverhealing.com is our website. You can go there. You can find a practitioner. Of course, the book's available at bookstores, Amazon, audible.com. And it's a very easy book to understand.
And the book is The Emotional Code for our audio audience. The Emotional Code. It's written by Dr. Bradley Nelson. And the foreword, by the way, is by Tony Robbins. It's How to Release Your Trapped Emotions for Abundant Health, Love, and Happiness. So again, you can get that on Amazon or any of the bookstores out there.
Yeah, it's actually The Emotion Code.
Oh, what did I say?
It's close. You'd find it. The Emotional Code. That's a very common mistake.
Okay, so The Emotion Code, not The Emotional Code. The Emotion Code. I love that. Yeah, beautiful book and well written, by the way. All right. So final thoughts, final words here. You got somebody out there that's listening to us today and they're questioning, they're a little skeptical mind. I'm not sure this is going to work or not work. What can you tell them?
Well, you know, we're living in a day and an age where we're finally beginning to realize how our bodies really work. And if you've got some kind of a physical issue, it's probably not because you have a deficiency of some pharmaceutical drug. Pharmaceutical drugs can be great short term, right? But generally speaking, the problems that we suffer from, our mental, our emotional, our physical issues, all have an emotional component. And that emotional component now is easily identified, easily deleted by using the emotion code. So you have to look at this. People are changing their lives. They're changing the lives of their family members. They're getting rid of their friends' back trouble and neck trouble and all kinds of issues and depression, anxiety, and so on, just by using the emotion code. It's a simple, simple process.
That brings up another thought to me. You know, so is energy healing, do you think that's the future of medicine? Is that where we're going?
It absolutely is. There's no question about it, because quantum physicists, you see, started to break the mold when over 100 years ago, they started telling us that our bodies are made of energy. We're just now beginning to really start wrapping our minds around that idea that that is actually true. So yes, energy medicine is the future. It is the future of healing. And I'm not the only one that says that. There have been many, many prominent physicians and scientists over the last 20 years or so that have been saying that. In fact, going back for probably 100 years. But now we have a simple method of actually harnessing energy medicine. Energy medicine is simple. The emotion code is the future, really, of energy medicine, I believe, because it is so simple that anybody, even a child, can do it.
Well, I couldn't agree with you more. Some of my listeners have heard me tell this story, but a couple of years ago, I had a ski accident and I tore my MCL, ACL, medial meniscus, and had a bone fracture on my right knee. And I went to an energy healer, and within 3 days of seeing her, the swelling, which my knee was swollen probably a third more than it normally is, maybe two thirds. that swelling went down it was gone. The swelling was gone with that major fraction. I was back on riding a bike in 2 weeks. And it, you know, it took a while for all the pain to get out. But every time I saw her, it was like 60-70% less pain. So I got off medication real quick. I had an X-ray, the doctors all, and MRI, and the doctors all wanted to operate. I completely healed it working with her with the energy medicine. So I'm a fan. I know it works. There's no doubt in my mind. So I hope you're listening to that and you're listening to this show and Dr. Bradley Nelson telling you, listen, this is the future of medicine. This is where we're going. When you can clear out your old negative emotions and things that beliefs and challenges that are inside that in that being, that energy field that you are so responsible for, life gets better and better. Any final thoughts for our guest?
Well, I think you just have to try this because your life will change the first time you're using this method on yourself and you're dealing with low back pain or some other kind of symptom, and suddenly that symptom is gone. I'm telling you, your life is going to change in that moment. And your life is going to change again when you're doing this and you're on the phone with someone else that's maybe in another state or another country, and maybe somebody that you love or a family member or whatever, and they're having a problem and you're working with them remotely using the emotion code, and suddenly they're 10,000 miles away and suddenly their problem disappears, your life is going to change again in that moment. And this stuff is real. It's here to stay. The cat's out of the bag. You've got to try this. It's changing lives all over the world. So thank you for listening.
I love it. Well, listen, Brad, Dr. Bradley, thank you so much for being here. Hey, by the way, I hope you'll come back on the show in a couple of months and take a little deeper dive into some of the areas that we touched on today. So
let's do it.
Thank you so much for being here. For all of you in the next week or so, I hope that you'll replay this and send this out to some of the friends and family that you have that you really care about that are suffering from illnesses and challenges that they don't need to be. They need to just learn about what's available out there. So I hope you'll do that. Again, you can just tell Alexa, Cortana, or Siri, play Voices of Courage podcast for your friends or family. It'll come right up. Thanks so much for listening. Until next time, have a blessed life.
Thanks for joining us for Voices of Courage with Ken D. Foster. Learn more about Ken, how to be a guest on the show, and sponsorship opportunities by visiting voicesofcourage.us. And we're always interested in what you have to say. So follow Ken on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, or email your questions and comments to viewer@voicesofcourage.us. Also, you can find all of Ken's previous shows by visiting voicesofcourage.us. Be sure to join us next time as Ken brings more stories of courage that will inspire greatness within you and change your life for the better. Until next time, live courageously and see the unseeable, know the unknowable, and do the impossible. This has been Voices of Courage with Ken D. Foster.